We're good to go. And we're live. Episode five,
We're
episode
back,
two
baby.
of the new format, the new. How did you type that in that in order to play into English last week? Like you had something like I don't remember what you were
You
saying.
know, bro, I
We're
don't know. All I know is I asked for my guys to help me edit.
going through changes, you know, puberty hit the show, now the show is going to. No, that's not what you're on.
Anyways, we're back.
Yo,
Christopher is here. And
it's your boy, just
who
TC
cares?
Blaze.
Which version of you is here today?
It's always TC Blaze, always TC Blaze. Jerome's here. Jerome's here.
All right. Cool. Yeah, so today we have a lot of talking points. There's a lot that happened this week. La Liga,
Yeah.
Barcelona is fucking trash. VAR and the referees were terrible.
But you guys have
The
been
Champions
winning
League
matches.
draw. Yeah, but like I feel like we started playing well when we didn't need to be playing well. We needed to play well the first three games that we lost. Those games we lost and gave Madrid the title. That's when I needed us to be effective and the new.
The
That's when I needed Setien to use all of his different tactics. But the man decided to use it when he wasn't necessary, so I don't really care.
Yeah,
But
that's true
anyways,
because
I feel like it's okay, go on.
that new formation was I was confused by it, and clearly Villarreal were also confused by it. But
Yeah.
it looked good on the pitch. But it's like if there was a time to
It
experiment with that, you should have done that way earlier, not now when you're
Do
4 points
you
back.
understand?
What's the point now?
We clicked as a team. Sergio Roberto was looking like prime Iniesta slash Ronaldinho altogether. Griezmann was playing like he was fucking Messi. And I'm like, this is all I have been begging for the past 4 months. Griezmann, Messi, Suarez was such a perfect combination. And then there was Roberto in the midfield doing a madness.
Did
But
Pooch start that
anyways,
game?
no. He came on. He came on. Now he didn't play the whole game, actually. He didn't play.
Oh,
Imagine we didn't even miss Puig because Roberto was in the midfield and he was playing like a star.
if there's one
I
thing I've never
was
agreed with is Sergio Roberto at right back. It's never made
so
sense
mad.
to
Never.
me.
I
I've
mean,
never ever.
he's played well.
He's
He's played
it's been all
okay
right.
in the
That's
past.
but that you don't want all right from him. Like he's I think he's a really, really, really good
Exactly.
midfielder. So what are you doing in right back? Like it's just crazy for me.
I mean, I feel like next season is going to be such a problem for us because we're going to have like seven midfielders. We have De Jong, we have Ricky Puig, we have Rakitic, we have Arturo Vidal. Okay, well, Arthur is
Pjanic.
gone. We have Sergio Busquets, and we have Pjanic.
On the
That's
left,
seven
Pjanic came
midfielders.
in, yeah. So. Yeah, but lots of them
Yeah,
are
so
old, though.
that's like.
So I don't know how, yeah. Maybe
I
they
think
can
we
usher
managed
in
to
the
actually start with
new.
Rakitic. I don't know why Pjanic came to that team, bro. There's no. I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's significantly like he won't change my team.
It's a money thing because at this point, currently, right now in football, I would take an Arthur over Pjanic.
Yeah,
Including
but
age and everything, I'm taking Arthur. So I don't
we
see
don't
it
we don't
something that I will add to a team. I wouldn't be adding Pjanic to the team right now.
clearly we don't manage teams. But anyways, do you think the title race is over?
For Madrid, I have Barcelona fans or friends who feel it isn't. I think it is. I thought it was over the moment you let Madrid get in front of you 4 points. Like for me, that's where it ended.
Yeah.
Mostly because of how Madrid has been closing out games. Like
Yeah.
they've learned to win dirty. Like that's one thing I've noticed this season. Like they've been winning a lot of games just by scruff and 1-0 and 2-1 and just, oh, we almost lost. Okay, let's at least just get the draw. Like that's something that Madrid has been lacking for a minute. So the fact that you let them go 4 points ahead of you, I feel like they're just gonna one way or another stumble their way to the title. Like they're not taking that foot off your neck. That's what I feel like.
I definitely agree. I agree. I don't think we're winning it. I think for us, we should just use the remaining two, three games we have as practice for the Champions League. Because
True.
if we're being honest, we're not scoring enough goals. We're not creating enough chances. We're
You
relying on
beat
Messi, his 20 year
Valladolid
old,
1-0 or some
and our
shit
goalkeeper.
yesterday, right?
Sorry?
Didn't you win like 1-0 Valladolid or whatever whoever you played
Yeah,
yesterday?
we beat Kaima. How can we
It's like
play Real
what?
Valladolid and beat them 1-0?
It's like
1-0.
what?
Everybody was the whole game. The only good player was Messi, Busquets, and Ter Stegen. Everybody was poor. Even my boy Pudge was average.
Which has been the theme for the whole season, you know? Like, those three players you mentioned have always just sort of carried it. Busquets has been steady. Ter Stegen has been steady. Messi has been messy. Like, it's kind of crazy.
But then, Barcelona has been struggling to score goals, but clearly Jamie Vardy has been banking goals.
Ooh!
Who do you think Golden Boots challenge? Who do you think would win the Golden Boots?
Aubameyang blanked today at the London Derby, so I'm still keeping it between Vardy and Salah, but I would not be surprised if we get a situation like the whatchamacallit last season where it was all three
Mane,
of them.
Mane.
I won't be surprised. I feel like we have a joint top scorer thing coming in this season as well.
I don't think so. But I think Aubameyang definitely blanks when he needs to show up. I feel like he blanks, and I feel like what now happens is Aubameyang will score three goals versus fucking Brentford FC. And then we'll see Aubameyang is a banger. But like, I just think he doesn't score when necessary. Salah looks like the whole Liverpool team looks like while they have a game that they've won. Go on.
No, I'm just saying basically you're saying Aubameyang is actually just doing the Messi this season. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think Messi has provided the most assists. For his goal involvement.
We're talking about goals.
Messi is the highest goal scorer in La Liga. Messi has 21 goals.
How many Colette started at 24?
First of all, I just think you're trying to bring up parallels and make zero.
None of this has anything to do with Ronaldo, though. We just talked about Barcelona, then we went to England. That's why I was, you know, like, I was... okay, back to England. My bad.
We're 5 minutes into this podcast. And you know that if we throw hands, you're going to beat me up. I'm tiny, you're bigger than me. Get out.
You're the aggro.
My top three are Vardy, Ings and Aubameyang.
I feel like Salah has a shot. The only reason I feel like Salah has a shot is because Liverpool has nothing to play for per se, so they can just work it towards him. Like they can literally just like he's free to be his normal stingy self now. Like he can just aim for two or three goals per match and get like it's a tight race. However, look at it, it's a tight race. Vardy has been struggling recently and then just came back to the goals. So if Vardy scores again in the next game, I'll lean more towards him. If not, I think Salah can come get it. I think so.
Yeah, Vardy plays tonight. But Liverpool, the reason why I don't think Salah might score is because Liverpool's next three games, they have Arsenal, Chelsea and Newcastle.
That should be
Arsenal
more reason.
And Chelsea. Arsenal,
that should be more Arsenal reason why you back Salah.
Is it?
Yeah, like Salah is definitely going to score against Arsenal. That was for sure. That defense is trash.
Salah is
against Arsenal. That's for sure. Salah loves Chelsea, so I'll put that one at 7. At like maybe 60%. And then, in fact, of the three, Newcastle might be the one where Salah doesn't even score. I swear to God. He doesn't score another three.
You know what? I agree with you. I agree with you.
No, like I'm not.
I can't agree.
Arsenal are playing Liverpool.
Arsenal play Liverpool next. I don't think Arsenal will finish in top 8 at this rate. If we're being very honest with ourselves, because there's zero creativity. Look at today. They lacked creativity, and who did they bring on? Joe Willock and Rhys Nelson.
You know, one of my guys is teasing me with Joe Willock. There's still be hard to them. This Joe Willock. That's another Guendouzi. What's he good at? I swear, I don't know his position. I used to think he was like a forward, but apparently a midfielder.
He just has some very weird hairstyle. I don't care about Joe Willock. Let me tell you, Arsenal's next three games. Arsenal's next four games: Liverpool, Man City, Aston Villa, and Watford. Liverpool, Man City, Watford, and Aston Villa. Maximum, they are getting 6 points out of this game.
Is the Man City one the FA Cup? Let them just go. Let Liverpool so give it to them in the backside. I think they have a chance. Liverpool is probably the last like really tough game that they have. So after they go down to Liverpool, I think they can just mount a stomp towards the end and just catch a one or two games. So they should be there. They should be in and around that. So personally, I feel Salah goes in there. Salah might get a couple of goals in the next three games, but it also doesn't. I don't know about Aubameyang scoring against Liverpool. Depends. I not likely. So for me right now, I'll lean towards Vardy Salah.
What of Ings?
You know what? Especially if he scores against Brighton. Especially if he scores against United. Yeah, we're gonna have to put some respect on it. You disrespected him last week when we were talking about Martial. You disrespected him last week. I forgot that he was in the race for the goalie.
Don't do that. I respect him. That was just for content. It was for content. Let's be honest.
I'll pardon you on that one because in Southampton, was dancing around relegation, but Ings is chasing every other person on the highest goal scorer. That's mad. That's actually he definitely deserves some respect.
Ings has always been in the conversation of good strikers and scoring goals. I just don't think people looked at him. I just don't think people respected him because Ings has been a decent striker for a minute. I'm just I don't think people just have respected him enough. I just think, hopefully he plays. He plays
it's
in Europe.
It's all placement. It's all placement because I feel like he went to Liverpool at some point in time, but it didn't exactly work out. So, sometimes it's all placement. Like, get where you go away. You won't have a proper look in, and then it just looks like, you're a West man. And then you go to somewhere else where, now what? Give Ings the ball. No. Ings will be in position, pass it there, and now my man is popping goals, and it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And he scores big goals. Big goals against big teams. So it's not even on Saturday. Especially when you play for a club like Southampton, almost every game is like a big, almost every team you play is either your mate or bigger than you. And he's in the race for highest goal scorer. So massive credit.
They're number 12 on the table. I think he'll be fine. All I'm just worried about now is what's gonna happen for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Because we have United in fifth. I think United is going top four. I think Chelsea is dropping.
United will be starting tomorrow and go top four actually. So if Leicester slips up. If Leicester slips up, then Chelsea will take their spot. Otherwise, it will be United, City, Liverpool City, and then United, Leicester, and then Chelsea.
I think Wolves and Sheffield, I don't think they're losing top six and seven.
I feel like they can hold on to it. Sheffield worryingly fuck up more against the smaller, they fuck up more against their mate. That's my worry with them. You get me? But they fuck up more against the farm. Play Chelsea like they were the bigger team.
Against small
I feel like a little shuffling might still happen around there. One of Spurs or Arsenal might peep one of Wolves or Sheffield. But for the top five, I think it's probably just going to be the same folks.
Yeah, I think I definitely
like
think
that, the people I think that's
it's looking like Watford will escape relegation. And Norwich is gone. Watford have been
Pookie. The front. Wait. Can we accept that Pookie was a fraud?
Pookie was a fraud, bro. He was a white friend.
Scammed us.
White Irish.
He scammed me. He scammed me.
Finish.
He scammed me.
He has 11 goals this season. Is he actually a scam? Because let me give you context. De Bruyne has 11. Gabriel Jesus has 12. Richarlison has 12. Kane has 13.
He
only has two goals less than Kane.
You know how I feel about Gabriel Jesus? Gabriel Jesus is a waste man. Also, Gabriel Jesus is like a bullet in Pep's Russian roulette chamber. So I wouldn't, too much. Like, he doesn't get as much minutes. He's not like a short starter. 1 minute is playing, 1 minute is not. So I wouldn't put too much onus on him. It's just that the way Pukki started, after he dismantled City, banged the hat trick the other day, I was like, oh, no. I saw him getting like 15 to like 18 goals this season. I saw him where Ings is right now, to be honest. Like, where Ings is right now.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you. You see the bottom three right now, Aston Villa, Bournemouth, and Norwich. If you were to take three players in any combination and say you want to put them in the top 10 teams, like these three players should be in top 10 teams.
I don't know, maybe it's a personal preference or how they like to put, but Nathan Ake first. Who again?
Cool.
You call Aston Villa, right?
No, Norwich and Aston Villa,
yeah. Yeah, Nathan Ake, Grealish.
You have to back a Grealish.
Oh, Grealish has to, yeah. I might even be Grealish before Ake, but I'll put off them in no particular order. Who's the third person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one is controversial. And because obviously there's bare mans in Bournemouth. I think Bournemouth has the most of the players that you I'd actually want. But I like Todd Cantwell just because I like him. So, I'm thinking.
You know who I am? This is why we have so much chemistry on the
pitch.
I was definitely thinking Grealish and Toddy.
I don't care, man.
Just looks like he's a wavy guy. He's a wavy guy.
I swear down.
I would want to chill with Cantwell. I would actually want to like spend time and just like go for a motive with Cantwell. He looks like his vibes.
Like when he scored, I think he was City. He scored and he did that dance. Oh, that should get me right.
Cantwell is fine.
And it's a baller, by the way. I feel like it's not a baller. So, yeah. It will be Ake, Grealish, Cantwell for me. I actually like the fact that I took one from each team. So.
Fair enough. But then, so this week, and I think one of these bottom teams had problem with VAR. Who was it? Who did United play where they got a controversial penalty?
Aston Villa.
It was Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Do you think the Premier League has a problem with understanding VAR, and then do you just accept all round that English referees are shit? Because I think English referees are shit.
I'm going to
let you talk because I think have more content on VAR.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me being nice, or maybe it's just my way of putting it. I wouldn't say shit. They're just grossly inconsistent. It's insane how inconsistent they are. Like, it's like you literally see something given at the 12 o'clock kickoff and then see the exact opposite decision at the 3 o'clock kickoff. And it's like, I'm sorry, what laws are we following? Which one is which? And to think that, VAR was coming to change that, I didn't think so. I know a lot of people who thought that. I didn't think so, because who's going to operate the VAR? The same English refs. So you're gonna have the same inconsistency. So that's one of my biggest problems. But now the one that irks me, the one that pisses me the fuck off, is the fact that they have blatantly refused to go to the bloody screen at the side of the pitch and look for themselves. That shit kills me. Like, I see, I love Italy so much because the refs do not waste time there. I think it's also the case in Germany as well. Right. They would run sharply. I watch a lot of Bundesliga. They would quickly, like, before they even waste one or two steps, okay, fine, let me go check for myself. They would run there, and one of my favorite things, like, currently in football, is when the ref has gone to the side pitch mirror, and they're coming back, I can always tell it's a penalty, because, like, there's a different vim they come back with, They would yeah, run towards the thing. They'll just bend your ass, then they'll point out with four fingers. So like,
you know when I saw that in real time? FC Milan versus Juventus.
Aha, yes, exactly. You see that? Exactly that.
He came back with so much vim. At the beginning, he was like,
so much energy.
And then he comes back, he's like, yeah,
you know,
fucking job. And now, yeah.
Like, no. I mean, I've seen it for myself. This one's the penalty.
I agree.
They will run there and point.
I agree.
If it's not a penalty, they just come back out, chill out. Like, or if it's an offside, they just come back and be like, no, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. But if it's like a penalty, so that's what I'm talking about. When... No, go ahead.
Go on. No, you finish.
Yeah, no, but that's what I was talking about when I say, like, the English refs refuse to go to the screen. And I think it's on two levels. It all boils down to one thing. It's fucking stupid pride. It's pride. Definitely pride. That's why they're usually stubborn in their decisions. Like, when they make decisions and we're trying to give cards and do all the things that they do, they're usually very stubborn. It's that same stupid pride. Now, this whole pride, how does this pride work for me, like, when it comes to this whole virus situation? The guy in the studio has told this guy, okay, it's a penalty or whatever. Now, this other guy doesn't want to question him. Now, the other guy in the studio might have, like, that little moment of doubt, like, okay, this one is not that clear enough. Now, if there's that tiny, tiny little bit of doubt, normally you just tell the guy, oh, do you want to check this out for yourself? As simple as that. It would take, VAR has already wasted time anyways. So what's an extra 20 seconds to run to the monitor and check? But my guy is too proud to tell him that, okay, me as a ref, that is sitting all the way in front of screen, that has looked at it 5 times, I'm not sure. Like, you get me? Like he can't bring himself to admit and say, okay, I'm not sure about this one after looking at it like 15 times. Why don't you come look? He's not going to do that. And then homeboy on the pitch is not going to question my guy who's all the way, because that's a fellow ref. If he says it's the right, then it's right. I'm not going to even tell him, like, yo, okay, that looks like he was faking it. That looks like, do you want to check one? But he's not going to do all of that. Whatever they just tell him, hook, line, and sinker. Only time I saw a ref go to the screen was for his red card.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think the whole English Premier League, there's too much pride there. First of all, the fact that they think their league is the best in the world is a joke to me. Like, the whole English Premier League, the fans, the way they brag with their English players, the way they say their youngsters are the best in the world, everything is just a fucking scam. Yeah, I think we need to have a conversation around the best league, and we have one person backing every league.
So, yeah, I think we can just segue into the UCL,
the
UCL camp draws.
The games for the big boys, not for the Arsenals and the Uniteds.
Hey, be nice. Haba.
Let's be honest. I'm just fucking fucked. Only big boys here. We don't play small.
You can't even be nice. Too fair.
But this is how I'm suggesting we do this, yeah? We go step by step, level by level. And who we think is going to qualify, and then we move on, right? So first, Madrid, Man City versus Leon or Juventus. So Madrid, Man City, who do you think is qualifying?
First of all, who's qualifying? Exactly. Well, how many are City leading again?
I'm checking the scoreline now. Madrid versus
Man. Yeah, because I need to...
I think Leon, Juventus.
If it's by one goal...
Yeah.
Yeah, Leon are leading.
Oh, City beat Madrid 2-1 in their house.
Yeah, I know they beat Madrid, but I was wondering if it was 2-1 or 3-1.
To be fair, I'm backing City.
So I'm backing Madrid for that one.
Is Aguero going to be back by then?
I have no idea.
I think if Aguero is back, and
without Aguero, they stand no chance.
Without Aguero, it's not the one. Actually, to be fair, I take that back. I think I'm back. Yeah. Leon Juventus, we all know. Actually,
if it was two goals up, I'll back City. Whoa.
But Leon
Juventus can squeeze a win.
Bro, Juventus has been struggling.
I feel like I don't know, man.
Played
I can't write them off by one goal.
Yeah, Ronaldo likes big games. He's a bastard. I hate that guy.
Yeah, like he can pop up and score a hat trick and then we'll have a dig in our hands. Like it's just
I wouldn't write
Juventus off. One goal, I feel like Juventus should be able to see them off.
Yeah. Also, Dybala is in beautiful form. So Dybala, what's the name of this guy from PSG?
So,
from PSG with the hair.
Another thing.
Tell me.
Naya, the defense or Renato Sanchez? No.
Tell me.
Lyon would lack match fitness.
Yeah, because they haven't played in a minute.
Yeah.
That's also
my worry for PSG.
That's exactly.
Like, they might lack match fitness.
Okay, let's go to Leipzig Atletico. No, actually, before we move on. So that means you're saying Madrid-Juventus. Madrid-Juventus, who are you backing?
Yes.
I'm backing Madrid. I'm backing Madrid. Madrid is in form.
Not going to lie, on paper, that one is Madrid.
Yeah, Madrid is in fine form.
But I'm going to just go against you on this one. On paper, that one's Madrid. Not even gonna lie. Like Madrid should win that one, and it's a one leg thing, isn't it?
It's one leg, bro. It's one.
The rest of the competition is one leg.
It's so one game.
I feel like on paper that's a Madrid thing.
But
I'm gonna still hold out for Cristiano Ronaldo.
Defense of Juventus is ridiculous. It's so fucking poor. Frank Kessie was flicking. Everybody was going through that defense. It was so porous. I was just like, nah, this is a joke team. So you're saying Juventus?
Is it Rugani or Demiral? I'm saying Juventus because of the whole homecoming thing and Ronaldo thing. I feel like, Ronaldo is definitely scoring and Ronaldo is popping.
I'm back in Madrid.
I'm back in Juventus for that one.
Leipzig versus Atletico.
Simeone.
Yeah, Simeone.
Like Leipzig has the firepower and Simeone should not experience single use.
But yeah, it's not.
I feel like Simeone is just gonna use experience.
If it's about firepower, then Guendouzi will be a great midfielder. Anyways, moving on swiftly.
Swiftly, please.
Napoli versus Barcelona.
Oof.
We have to edge Napoli. Napoli.
Yeah, I think Barcelona just edges this one. Just about edges it. Barcelona could travel from Bayern hand, definitely. But I think Barcelona just about edges this one.
It will be tight,
or maybe like a Messi magic. In fact, I'm actually even supporting Barcelona to go past Napoli because I want them to go and meet Lewandowski.
My God.
Not gonna lie.
God, you have never failed me. You have not failed me before. Today, like Barcelona Bayern, I come before you with tears in my eyes. If Lewandowski and Thiago catches that midfield.
You know what? I love Lewandowski to death, and he will probably be banging goals there. But I swear down, Thiago Alcantara is who I want to watch in that match.
Thiago would.
Now, I just need him to dance around Barcelona midfield. That's all. That's all I want. I love that boy? See the payments in which is Brazil now.
Thank God, you awesome so bad. Let's go. I have to.
Anyway, we move. Is there any doubt? Kodzuma, Rudiger, it's okay. Next, Bayern Barcelona. Let's be serious, please.
No, actually, let's do this. Tell me, predict a scoreline for Bayern Chelsea.
Do what?
Predict a scoreline.
Even William has the greatest juju man on planet Earth. That one, you know, go work for against Bayern. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that game is easy. 3-0. Swiftly.
Bayern and Bayern Barcelona.
Atalanta PSG.
Hard, but PSG.
Yeah. I think Atalanta. And
the only reason
win.
Why I say PSG, it will be high scoring. It will be high scoring. But you see how versus Juventus, it was like a 2-2 game kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like Atalanta will score you and will score them, but I just think when it comes to actual defending, PSG will just edge them.
I think. PSG has
attacking first, they're going to match each other and they're going to score.
There's too much experience in that team.
This gives me PSG Dortmund vibes.
Yeah.
It's exactly how I saw PSG Dortmund going. Like, yeah, there'll be goals on both ends, but they would PSG would just about.
Also, Neymar is
so, yeah, I'm going PSG for that one.
Neymar is an animal, so I back Neymar anytime, any day. So
we don't want to get me started on Neymar, so let's just move on.
I'm backing Neymar. So I've forgotten how to do this thing now. So we said Juventus Atletico. So Juventus Atletico.
So it's
Juventus Atletico. Who do you think
could win? Or Madrid Atletico. If you're
okay. Yeah.
Juve Atletico. How did you end the last time?
First of all, yeah. I don't think Atletico has that much strike force. Actually, nah, forget it.
Atletico, I think it ends the same way like the last time.
Yeah, close, yeah, Juventus. Madrid or Juventus bottling beating Atletico. Barcelona,
exactly. That's what I feel like. Whoever pops out in Madrid or Juventus, they're beating Atletico. Not going to be easy, though. Not going to be easy at all. But I think it's going to be close and they'll win by like one goal.
My guess is whoever pops out Barcelona, Bayern.
Barcelona, but
whoever wins Barcelona, Bayern, they win the cup.
I'm sorry, whoever, what do you mean whoever wins what?
Whoever wins Barcelona, Bayern.
Please say Bayern, please. Don't be doing that Barcelona.
First of all, you know I'm a Barcelona fan. It's a toxic relationship, but like. Yeah, so I think Bayern PSG, Bayern is going to batter PSG. And Bayern is going to win the champs. Bayern is going
No, they won't batter PSG, but I think they'll beat PSG. Bayern won't batter PSG. Bayern can't batter PSG.
Fair.
They'll go toe-to-toe, but I think Bayern comes out on top.
But can we just
because see that? For every the only thing Bayern has that PSG does not have is Lewandowski, and that's a big thing to not have.
Oh, Jerome, that's a reach. So but that's a reach. I disagree.
I'm sorry.
PSG doesn't have a midfield.
So let's
PSG doesn't have a midfield as strong as Bayern.
Bayern doesn't have a Goya in the midfield.
They don't have a what?
You know, I'm Thiago Alcantara all day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a Goya Idrissa in their midfield. They don't have a Verratti in their midfield.
Well, then see, I feel like we gas Verratti up so much for this guy to only
make
many mistakes.
See. Let me tell you, it's like this. I'm Thiago Alcantara all day. But after him in that midfield, I pick PSG midfielders before the rest of the Bayern midfield. I'm sorry.
Bro. I just think that
midfield will be Goye, Verratti, and Thiago Alcantara. My joint midfield from both teams would be Thiago Alcantara, Verratti, Goye.
I think
give me your joint midfield from both teams.
If you're looking at it man for man, it looks like you have a point. But then look at it as a team.
But that was my point exactly. That was you understand that I'm saying Bayern wins this, right?
Yeah, I understand. But I don't know
because Lewandowski. Yeah, exactly. So I'm telling you that I'm saying Lewandowski is currently the best player in the world, and I'm saying the one thing the PSG does not have right now is the Lewandowski, and that's a very big thing to not have. So that's the only reason why I feel like Bayern pips this one over PSG.
I personally think Verratti is overrated, but for the sake of time, we move. This is a debate for another time,
bruh. Let us enter this.
Bayern versus Madrid or Juve.
Okay, let me make it simple. I asked you something and you know Bayern. If you were to give me your joint Bayern PSG midfield, you haven't give me your 3-man midfield of Bayern and PSG.
Obviously, there's one constant. Thiago, right? I'm definitely taking
Thiago.
And then, because see the way Bayern plays, Sergi Gnabry kind of plays in the mid. Muller,
no, it's a winger, it's not a midfielder.
Muller kind of drops into the mid.
Midfielder is Muller is like a false striker. It's not a central midfielder. So that's my problem. That's why I'm telling you.
I take Thiago. I take having Matip.
Kimmich is the next person.
But Kimmich plays right back. Doesn't Kimmich play on the flank?
What?
Kimmich plays on the flank, no?
No. Yeah. He plays on the flank. He plays right back. But he plays the midfield a lot as well.
Okay.
Like, but he plays as a midfielder a lot.
And I think,
but no, see, that's what I'm telling you. Look at the next name you mentioned, Javi Martinez. As of four, you're taking Javi Martinez over Idrissa Agoye.
To be fair, this fucking fuckers have fucking Tolisso and Batista.
So yeah. When I tell you that, and because when we go forward, now we're talking about the Serge Gnabry's, who's awesome. We're talking about the Kingsley Coman's daughter. These people have Neymar and Mbappe. You get me? So when we come to that part, like it's still like they're still fine. Another place where Bayern might be stronger is fullbacks.
Yeah.
Because I don't think PSG has a fullback that's currently as good as Davies.
Alaba.
So that's another place where I feel
Alaba,
like
Alaba, Davies.
Yeah, Alaba is a center back now, you know. So like, which is still amazing, but like he's almost like some center back now. Because Davies is that awesome on the flanks, and that boy is fast, and that boy is fucking confident. You get me? So that's why I'm telling you, like the strongest place where there's clear daylight is Lewandowski.
Yeah.
I love Icardi, I love Cavani. None of them are Lewandowski right now. On the same level, not on the same playing field.
So are you telling me Bayern versus Juve or Madrid? Who are you backing for the winning?
Bayern. This is not what I want. Personally, I see PSG sneaking up on all of you and fucking winning that thing. But yeah, if we're gonna go on paper and with logic, yes, Bayern wins it.
Personally, I see Barcelona sneaking up on all of you fuckers and winning.
Oh, but until Napoli takes the corner quickly and then. quickly.
First of all, I think this has been a fucking week episode. Bayern Munich is winning the Champions League.
It's been late.
To Jerome and I. Even though some parts of me.
No, PSG according to Jerome, but according to logic, Bayern.
This guy, make up your mind.
No, my mind is, fam, you think I'm going to bet against Neymar or not support Neymar on anything? That's humanly impossible. I'm backing Neymar all day. But if we're going to look at logic and look at football and look at quality and all that stuff, yeah, Bayern should win this one.
Yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, this has been great, bro. We'll definitely do a debrief at the quarterfinals. We'll do a debrief for the quarterfinals.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We can update the ranking tables and see and create a new path depending on how much of this we got right, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, man, this is lit. I'm gassed. We definitely need to. Good. Guys, friends and family, please share. I have two children and I have two baby mamas, bro. This is the only way I make money. This is only how I make money, guys. Please share so that Apple can start paying us. But yeah, I need to pay child support, yes. Guys. Thank you very much.
Ah, oh shit, baby daddy. Was this chat from an entanglement or what?
What? I will not engage this.
Entanglement, baby. You're great. Yo, it's been late.
Oh, yeah. See you later. Yeah.
Final words. Shout out to Mourinho on the Northern London Derby. That's my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm done. I'm getting out of this phone call. Bye.
I sleep. Nice one, Baba. Nice one. Ciao.
I safe, my Jay.